What's up? How y'all doing out there? We are back on the Paul Pickett Podcast, episode 152. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. As you can see, pretty sure you can see by the hat that I'm wearing, who I'm rooting for in the NBA Finals. I can't go for the Warriors. I just can't. I can't never go for the team that everybody else is going for, you know. And the Warriors just, like, when a team just wins so long, you know, wins, like, they're at the top for so long, it just gets boring. You want to see new blood come in, you know. So, root for the Celtics. It's going to be a tough series. Very, very tough series. If to be honest with you, like, if there was a sweep, I wouldn't be surprised on either side. Even though it's probably gonna be a real, real tough series. Hopefully there ain't no sweeps. Hopefully we get new blood in for a championship. Celtics ain't won in a long, long time. The Lakers just won recently, so the Celtics need a win because that's who the Celtics always been competing with, is the Lakers. They're not competing with the Bulls or the Warriors. Even though if the Warriors win this championship, like, see, so that'd be Clay. I mean, it'd be Steph and Clay's and Draymond's, what, fourth championship, six appearances to the finals in 8 years. If the Warriors can win, like, if they go to, like, two or three more finals and win, like, two or three more finals, like, on top of winning this one, I might would bump them past the Bulls. And that's probably only because Jordan took a two-year hiatus, even though I think it still would have been tough for Jordan to beat the Houston Rockets, which went back-to-back. Akeem was so unstoppable, like, it was going to be tough. It was going to be tough. Yeah, not much to talk about with basketball. Going to be a game on tonight. Game one, NBA Finals. First game is in San Francisco. And I'm rooting for the Celtics. Hopefully the Celtics go in and punch the Warriors in the mouth and bring a championship back home to Boston. I'm actually interviewing an artist tomorrow that's from Massachusetts. So I'm probably going to ask him, you know, some little Boston Celtics questions or whatnot, see who he's rooting for, see if he's a Boston Celtics fan and if he's going to be, you know, watching the series and whatnot. I'm going to get into the first topic of the day, which is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which concluded. And before I do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. When Caddy said I need another one, gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That dizzy.
That's right, Dizzle, brand premium luxury liqueur. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle, and you should Dizzle too. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle brand premium luxury liqueur. Just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you want to order the Dizzle brand merch, which I often wear on this podcast, go to DizzleBrand.com and click on Dizzle Store. And they got the hats, the hoodies, the t-shirts, and more. Okay, let's get into it. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. Well, Johnny Depp won the trial. And it was said that Johnny Depp had to pay her $2 million for defamation, but she had to pay him $15 million. So technically, you just kind of X out the $2 million, and it was $13 million. And then there's some stipulations in there with the $5 million. So it was $10 million and $5 million, and to Depp. And then they saying that Johnny Depp, I guess, had defamation against her, but they only got her charged in with $2 million. So it technically won. It's not really wasn't just about the money, because Johnny Depp done lost two of his biggest movie franchise roles ever, because of this. He lost Pirates of the Caribbean, and he lost the Fantastic Beasts as Grindelwald, whatever his name was. He lost that role. Those are two big roles. Whether the movie would like the I watched the new movie, it's not all that good, but that's not really the point. The point is those movies sell like hotcakes. Pirates of the Caribbean and anything dealing with a Harry Potter, they sell like hotcakes, man. So yeah, that's the thing about defamation. Like, I've dealt with plenty of companies online, as doing market promotion. I've had people screw me over, jerk me over, or I have consumer scammers where artists pay for promos, and then they'll try to file a fraudulent chargeback, and I'll put them on blast, and like I let people know that they're a scammer. I'll send out, an email to all the companies that I work with, let them know that they're a scammer. And I'll send tweets out, let them know, don't deal with this guy, he's a scammer. And you have people like, well, I'm gonna sue you for defamation. Well, this is the thing. If it's true, it's not defamation. Okay? If it's true, it's not defamation. And also you have to prove that you've lost money because of what I said or someone else has said. So there's that. So Johnny Depp can easily prove that he lost money because of it, because after the article came out, he lost major movie roles. So there's that part. That's all, and that's the hardest part to prove, that you've lost money because of what somebody has said or article or whatever, that's not telling the truth about you. That's the thing. It also has to be telling lies about you. If it's true, it's not defamation. So he was able to prove that the things that she said weren't true, or not all the things she said were true. And that's the thing. When you put out an article like that, it has to be 100% true. You can't just be 50-50. It can't be 50% lies or 50% true. That's defamation. If there's any lies in there and they cause him to lose money, that's defamation. So he's able to prove that he lost money. He's able to prove that it's not true. You know what I'm saying? And she's sitting there acting like, well, this is BS. What happened to freedom of speech? Well, guess what? Defamation is not included under freedom of speech, you stupid bitch. Your lawyers didn't tell you that shit. And if they didn't, guess what? You should have got a better lawyer. How the hell you got a lawyer through this whole trial and they haven't explained to you that defamation is not included under freedom of speech? Lying on somebody and destroying their reputation and causing them to lose their livelihood and their job is not included under freedom of speech. And all freedom of speech can have consequences. Like I always say, if I run up to Shaquille O'Neal and I tell him to go screw yourself, he could back smack the hell out of me and send me flying across the damn room. Like, yeah, I got the freedom to walk up to Shaq and say that if I'm stupid enough to do it. And I better be willing to pay the consequences. That's the thing. If you're not willing to pay the consequences of the freedom of speech that you put out there, then what are we talking about here? I'm willing to accept the consequences for anything I say, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's on a podcast or to somebody, I'm willing to accept the consequences of anything that comes out my mouth, but I don't like blurt a lot of things out of my mouth that's gonna, cause me to have consequences. I don't just shit talk people for no reason. You know, I never go on the internet and just start shit talking people for no reason. I might see a topic and give my opinion, like something like I totally agree, disagree, or agree with it. And then people might start shit talking me, excuse me. And then I might do my Kevin Durant thing and I might, you know, bite back. But I got to the point now where it's like, it's not even worth it. I just say what I got to say and keep it moving. Even when I post something on social media, just to post it and somebody want to comment and go in on it. I don't got time for that no more. I said what I had to say. That's my stance. And if I took it a stance, you best believe I've analyzed every aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. I don't say things without thinking of, you know, what the whole total consequences and outcomes are going to be. You know what I'm saying? It's like these politicians, you know, with the mass shootings, which we're going to get into next because there was another one. They just start saying things without really analyzing any parts of what they're saying. They just start, you know, you can't do that. You got to know what you're saying before you say it. So, yeah, Johnny Depp, him winning his case, it wasn't really about money. It definitely debunked the believe all women. And I want to get into that. This believe all women, anybody who ran with that is a liar, a dishonest person. You're a dishonest scumbag as far as I'm concerned. Believe all women is the equivalent of the customer's always right. Nobody's always right. So you know what they are? Two big horseshits of a lie. And I'm not saying that women don't get raped and women don't get abused in relationships. What we're saying is not all women that scream rape and not all women that say they abused are telling the truth. For every woman that gets raped, I would argue that there's one lying. For everyone that gets raped, there's another one that's lying. So this is like a 50-50 thing. There's plenty of women that have lied in court about abuse in the relationship just so they could get child support, custody, just so they can win all these things. There's plenty of women that have lied on the man and actually have coached the kids into lying in court. There's plenty of women that have even brought kids in the mix and have coached them to lie on the man. And nobody, this idea that you take a whole gender of people or a whole race of people and they're all exactly the same or all exactly right or all exactly 100% correct. I mean, come on. That's, you know, that it's bullshit. It's horseshit. You can't believe all women. And when it's your word versus theirs, that's a hard thing to prove. That's always the hardest thing to prove is my word versus theirs. And in the society, what do? They automatically believe the woman over the man, take the woman's side over the man, which is anybody who does that is a dishonest scumbag of a human being that you automatically just side with the woman in every single case. Your bias, your prejudice, you're probably racist. No, you can't believe nobody. You can't believe neither side until somebody comes forth with some actual facts and proof and evidence. That's the way I look at it. How about we go into it? And when we go into the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, how about we go into this mindset of let's believe neither one of them? How about both of them have to prove themselves? But no, that's not how it goes in this biased, prejudiced, racist world. We gotta, you know, all men are wrong and all white men are racist, apparently, you know. So there's that. But I think it's a good thing for it debunks this believe all women thing, which they've actually changed believe all women to Me Too, which that's another thing. Anytime you're dealing with celebrities, I don't care who it is. When you're dealing with major celebrities, there might be an assault in there, a few assault or two in there. But when you got a multitude of women coming out all at the same exact time, they all just wait, conveniently wait at the very exact time. There's some lies in there. There's some money grabs, some fame grabs, some money grabs, some clickbait grabs. There's definitely all of that in there too. Like, for example, let's take the Deshaun Watson case. Do I believe the one woman that spoke up? Yes, I do. Why do I believe her? Well, she was the first that came out. I don't think she waited the longest. By hearing her talk, she seemed very credible, like a sweet woman that isn't really into just sleeping around with anybody. I also think that he got lucky a few times, that he thought this was just that he could just take his chances every single time, like it's a freaking gambling at a horse track or something, you know. Yeah, I think he got lucky a few times, and he figured, hey, I should take my chances with every last one of these. I think he got a little too overzealous. Now, what he did is considered sexual assault, but I wouldn't consider it like physically assaulting somebody. I mean, what he did is he's apparently with the one that I believe he's – he took his penis out and laid it out on her hand or her arm. It's what they call sexual assault. I think they need to come with another word for it than assault for something like that. Like they need another word. Because when you think of assault, you think of constantly doing it over and over again. You think of more of physical force, even like verbal assault. I don't know that this is my thing. I don't believe in verbal abuse. I don't believe in a verbal abuse in a relationship. And I'm going to tell you why. I just believe in stupidity. If somebody is constantly constantly just, you know, cussing you out in a relationship, flipping on you in a relationship, at some point, it's up to you to leave. At some point, it's up to you to leave. And if you just stay around for it, you just stick around for it, it's not verbal abuse. It's not verbal abuse. It's just stupidity at that point. At some point, if you don't leave and walk out the door, it's not verbal abuse anymore. It's just plain stupidity. It's you going along for the ride, pretty much. There's got to be some point where we say, hey, when are you accountable for walking out the door? And if this person is beating you up all the time or they're verbally abusing you all the time, why are you still living with them? And I know people are going to say they fear for their lives and, you know, beating somebody up isn't necessarily the same as freaking killing them. And every man that beats his woman doesn't mean he's going to kill her. I'm sorry. Because every man that beats his woman isn't necessarily going to just kill her just because she leaves. He might beat her because she leaves, but no, but still, you gotta get cops involved. You gotta get family involved. You gotta do what you gotta do. But at some point, when you stay around, stick around for it, you know. So you argue in a fight with your boyfriend every single day for a month straight, and you still sticking around the next month. It's not verbal abuse anymore. It's just you being stupid, man. This is the thing, man. There's always accountability on both sides when you look at these things. You know, domestic abuse, verbal abuse. If I'm arguing with a chick for a month straight, you best believe we are not dating the next month. It's done it over with. That's it. At 30 days straight, I'm not even going a week straight. If I got to argue with you a week straight, our relationship is done and over with. That's it. 7 days straight of arguing? Hell no. I mean, I don't really like arguing with nobody, man. I really don't like arguing with nobody about nothing. Because everything you argue with people about, there's always a solution. I'm a solution guy, man. I am, number one, a solution guy. And if we argue for 7 days straight, the solution is not that we date next week, too. No, the solution is I leave that bitch. Or she leaves me. But I'm not giving her 8 days to leave. I'm not giving her an eighth day if we argue 7 days straight. I'm not letting her decide if she wants to leave me on the eighth day. On the eighth day of arguing, she decides to leave. No, I would have been gone with the breeze. So there's that, man. Like, I'm glad that this is a win for men who are falsely accused. Like, okay, yeah, he probably verbally abused her, but she verbally abused him and she physically abused him. The problem is she said he physically abused her when he didn't. This guy wears rings all the time. Her bruises were fake. She got caught in her lies with her fake bruise makeup. The makeup she had was makeup for movie props to make fake bruises. That's what it's literally designed for. Fake bruise movie prop makeup that she had. So there's that. Oh, we got the puppy just walked in the room, walked in the building. All right, let me get into this last topic. And before I do that, let's get a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
Thank you, beautiful spokesperson. That's right. You need marketing promotions, go to promopalace.biz. We pretty much do it all. One-stop shop. I'm like the octopus of promotions, pretty much. I got an arm in every little thing you could think of. SEO, search engine, ads, social media ads, press releases, blog placements, playlist pitching, record pool promotion, music video promotion, TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, and much more. Check us out, promopals.biz. All right, let me get into Tulsa hospital shootings. First of all, rest in peace to anybody that died there. This is another mass shooting. And they say that it might have been targeting a specific doctor at the hospital. Being that it's a hospital, I'm thinking this might have been the mental health aspect of the hospital. He was a 34-year-old black male with a semi-automatic. I know what everybody's going to say. The common denominator for these shootings is semi-automatic. Semi-automatic. So let me think. I really want to think about this before I really go into this one. I mean, so this is three shootings in the last, we'll say what, two months. They definitely don't have motives in common. Come to find out, the school shooting, the guy planned it for 2 years. I mean, that's crazy. This Tulsa hospital shooting, there's no way this guy planned this for 2 years. His motive is definitely got to be way different than the school shooting. And then you got the Buffalo shooting at the grocery store or I think it was a grocery store, if I'm not mistaken, in the predominantly black neighborhood. They're all three crazy nutcases. That's what they really have in common. I know people want to just throw the guns in common. This is the thing. The guy that just killed people in the hospital, I mean, he literally could have went in and stabbed three or four people in the hospital. He could have stabbed the doctor, stabbed the nurse. I mean, he could have went on a cutting throat, stabbing people campaign in the hospital. Like, this idea that just because it's a gun. I mean, he could have went one office, stabbed a doctor, walk out, stab a nurse in front of another nurse. She starts to try to run off. He could chase her down, stab her. I mean, like, these crazy motherfuckers would probably have done this stuff no matter if they had guns or not. That's the thing. This idea that they're only doing this because they have automatic weapons is the problem with this narrative. They're doing this because they are nutcases. The Buffalo shooting, a crazy nutcase racist. This Tulsa hospital shooting. This is a black male, 34, crazy nutcase, non-racist, probably. It's probably no racial motivation, mental health issue motivation. Racism is a mental health issue when you think about it. And it comes from a place of ignorance of misinformation and just having a lack of information. So you got the racist white kid, fucking crazy. You got the 34-year-old black dude goes up to the hospital, fucking crazy. The Hispanic kid out here in the school shooting in Texas, fucking nutcase. He planned it for 2 years. And the fact that – hold up, man. What is it? What's the school? Robb Elementary. Okay, this is the problem I have with the school shooting. Nobody seems to care that he killed his grandmother. He shot her in the forehead at home. Nobody seems to care. All anybody cares is that he killed these kids. What about the fact that he killed his grandmother, man? Shot her in the head, man. Nobody cares about that, man. Well, I do. I have a grandmother still alive, and I have my grandmother passed the day I got hit by a car, which was really fucked up. Nobody seems to care the grandmother, and you're not taking into account this dude killed his grandmother. If he just killed his grandmother and didn't go into school, you wouldn't be looking at this, but some psychotic dude that killed his grandmother. But since he shot the kids, that's all people care about. Like, they don't care about the aspect that he killed his grandma first, too. I don't know. Maybe this is the problem you're always going to have with this gun debate. Okay, let's say I talked about this last podcast. I talked about just taking away all the guns. And if you take away the guns, what's the consequences of taking away every legal gun? And it's every criminal licks their chops. They kill, rob, and steal. We're all freaking dead and losing all our shit. So that can't happen. So let's go off of the solution of just take away the semi-automatic guns. Well, here's the problem you have with that too. All the criminals have semi-automatic illegal guns. Illegal guns. You know, I think what's going on here is people are watching too many movies. They're watching too many fairy tale make-believe movies like hold up. Let me pull up some of these movies. One of them is the Tom Cruise. Minority Report. What's the Stallone and Wesley movie? They watching too much Minority Report, too much Demolition Man, and too much Equilibrium. Those are fairy tales, make-believes, man. Let's think about it. Minority Report. What did they do in the movie? They had these precogs that would basically see the crime before it happens, and they could go and try to stop it before it happens. So they were like looking. They were people like predict. They could see in the future, basically. But I think even that was flawed. So, because I think somebody could implant something in the precogs. So that's make-believe fairy tales, because we don't got people that can see in the future. So you're not going to be able to solve crimes that way. Then you got Demolition Man, where they were literally, there was no crime. You get court fines for cussing. You couldn't even cuss. You couldn't do nothing. No crime whatsoever. It was like they had a murder in over like 40 or 50 years. Yeah, that's make-believe fairy tales. You know, people are always going to kill people. And then you got the Equilibrium, where they took some kind of drug in their neck that took away all human emotions. So if we don't got no human emotions, we can't show no anger or hate towards each other. Sound good, but then guess what? You can't show no love, no excitement, no joy, no passion for anything in life. You know, I think too many people are watching too many movies. They got these movie like, they think the solutions are like some movie like stuff. I would say that the solution is just making it where schools are just are way more secure, man. Way more secure. When kids are in school, they're in school. And they ain't going to, you know, that would prevent skipping school more too. I'm going with the New Mexico school that has the bulletproof doors, the doors locked, I think it's some hot steam shoots out in the hallway at some intruder, some alarm boxes that get real, real super loud, you know, cameras like everywhere that not only the school is monitoring, that the sheriff department is monitoring, which does require... It requires more money into police, more money into schools. Taking away money is not the problem. And this is another thing. Like, you know, when you watch the movie, we Own the City, the policing problem is a whole different thing, because it always comes from up top. The mayor always bitches and complains when arrests are down. They always do. And when the mayor bitches and complains about arrests are down, what do? Who do they bitch and complain to? The chief of police. And they basically, you don't get the arrest down, we're going to fire you. You're not going to have another term. So, you know, that chief of police, being that he doesn't want to get fired and can't feed his family no more, he goes and tells his lieutenants that, hey, arrests are down. Get them up. So what do lieutenants do? They tell their staff sergeants. Staff sergeants tell patrol, you know, and it just trickles on down, man. We always want to blame the duty, the on-duty beat cops and just the guys driving around, like give them all the blame. Like they are not getting pressured to do more arrests. And when you sit there and tell people, get, you know, arrest her down, we got to get them up, that damn near you're pretty much telling them to arrest all the bullshit that you can. Arrest open containers, walking with an open container, jaywalking, whatever the hell you can to get arrest up, arrest. You know what I'm saying? And that typically only happens in major cities where they really, really start just arresting them for any old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They'll start, like, Fayetteville, North Carolina, not resting nobody from the open containers walking down the street. They're just going to, like, you know, give you a ticket, probably tell you to put a lid on it, this, that, and the third. But, yeah, this another mass shooting is going to give these people an opportunity to come out here and say, we got to ban all guns, all assault rifles, all assault weapons. You know, which it's never going to work, man. You can't ban everything. I know there's a solution that brings in regulations. Like, okay, no people on certain kind of meds should be allowed guns. Like crazy meds, no guns. No history of bipolar depression, no guns. Felons, they're not allowed to get guns anyways. Yeah, we got to include some more people to the list besides just felons that shouldn't be allowed to get guns. And I would argue that depending on what kind of felon you are, that you should be allowed to get at least a shotgun. Like if you're a felon of selling dope, which is not, and didn't commit no violent crime whatsoever, you should be allowed to at least get a shotgun to put in the closet like me. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, I posted today on Facebook. If some of these people had their way, they would expect us to defend our lives with a butter knife. With a butter knife. Somebody come, because the criminals are always going to be able to get guns illegally. That's the thing. Even when you make, if you make all guns illegal, then guess what? There would just be more illegal guns on the streets. Guns ain't going nowhere. There's too many guns in the world, you know. And also, like, you got to look, somebody made a great point. Look at Ukraine. Them people don't have enough guns right now. The civilians are trying to take up arms and fight against Russia. They don't got enough guns. What if somebody invades us like that and none of the civilians have any guns? They will wipe us out overnight. And also, you can't take away our right to defend our life, defend our homes, defend our lives. And because the cop, this idea, the cops are never going to get there in time to stop anybody from shooting you or killing you or stabbing you. The cops never are, they're only there after you get killed or stabbed or shot, man. They're never there. There's not enough cops. I said this, there's not enough cops to prevent the first crime from happening. There's only enough to prevent somebody from committing their second crime. There's not enough cops. Like, we would literally have to have, like, cops would have to ride around with, like, cameras that could literally look through every single apartment and house and make sure nobody's killing nobody while they're driving by. Like, you know, like the military hardware you see where they can look through the walls and see if there's people moving and stuff like that. I don't know what they call it. It's almost like the night vision. But it's like X-ray military vision, but kind of also like in a night vision form. You know what I'm saying? With the night vision masks. Yeah, unless cops have that and they're patrolling everywhere with that. I mean, how are you going to see somebody in the house shooting somebody or killing somebody? You don't know until somebody calls the cops. There's not enough cops to stop everybody from committing a first crime. There's only enough to stop them committing a second crime. We got to look at everything realistically, man. Because that's a fact. I mean, that is a fact of life. There's not enough police to prevent everybody from committing their first crime. That's why we have things called jails and prisons. And Fredro Starr sitting there saying nobody should ever be locked up. I lost all respect for him. He's a scumbag, stupid ass scumbag, man. So what do we do with rapists and cold-blooded murderers, Fredro? We buy them a freaking mansion and give them a slap on the wrist, you freaking jackass. I lost all respect for Fredro Starr. And if Sticky Fingers agrees with him, I lost all respect for him as well. I mean, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. So we're not supposed to lock up nobody. We're just supposed to let cold-blooded murderers and rapists and child molesters just roam free, roam wild. Yeah, I don't agree with that stupid moronic view. But, you know, that's what we're living in today. People that don't think anybody should be locked up for committing any crime. You should just be able to walk up, pistol whip somebody, rob them at gunpoint, take all their stuff, and, you know, stomp on them, kick them, damn near beat them to death, and walk off and get a slap on the wrist in a freaking mansion, opposed to getting prison. Yeah, man. I mean, you got to look at from a lot of different angles. I know people always just want to go from the angles of school shootings. All these mass shootings aren't school shootings. Some are adult shootings. And if you notice, the adult shooting ones don't get as much. You know, you kill 20 adults and shoot up 3 kids, it'll be the 3 kids that are like so much worse. No, 20 adults is worse. It's far more people that was killed. We got to, you know, but that's how people do it. They want to pick and choose what they care about and what's more important than other things, you know, when a lot of these issues are all important and they all got different solutions. I would argue that this is an American culture problem. We glorify being mob gangsters, urban drive-by shoot-up gangsters, drug kingpins, and narco gangsters. We glorify this. We glorify being Pablo Escobar, El Chapo, Al Capone, Lucky Luciano, Scarface, the real Rick Ross, Big Meech. You know, we glorify these things. You know, we put these people on pedestals. We put in this some of the most heinous scumbags in the world on pedestals and glorify them, you know, like they're freaking Martin Luther King Jr. or Abraham Lincoln or something, man. Stop it. Or like they're freaking Gandhi, man. Stop it. So that's the problem with American culture, because Switzerland has more guns than we do, and they don't got that problem. Because why? They don't have this gangster culture weighing over all of America. And we're all guilty of it because we all love a gangster movie, man. But some of us go to the extent where we endorse this shit and embrace this shit and publicize this shit like this is the coolest thing to be in America. Screw being a doctor or a lawyer, you know. Let's be gangsters and drug kingpins or queen kingpins. Yeah, they glorify all this shit. And they glorify it more than they glorify people that should be glorified. So, yeah, it's an American culture problem, and it's not a gun culture problem. It's a gang culture problem. You know, Chicago has mass shootings like damn near every single month. And they don't throw those in the mix, you know. They don't throw those in the mix. And it's just funny to me, not funny, but it's sad to me how one news topic overshadows another. Like it's, you know, like the school shooting. Yeah, it's tragic. It's tragic, is you know, it's like a dozen kids killed. But they do know there's still war going on in Russia and Ukraine. That's even far, that's 1,000 times worse. 1,000 times worse. And that kind of gets bumped off the news, just like, you know, Will Smith bumped some of the war stuff off the news, and Johnny Depp bumps off some of that stuff off the news. You know, it's just sad how some of these things overshadow other things. Like, they're just so much more important. And a lot of these things have importance to them, you know. So, but the solution is never going to be to take away all our guns. That solution only leads to two things: criminals overtaking civilians and a civil war. Because if they, because what it leads to is, first, it's going to lead to a civil war. And say the civilians lose. Civilians lose. The government wins. They take all our guns. Well, that would have been legal guns. It'd have been legal guns that they're taking. Because the motherfuckers with the legal guns, they probably won't even be in our that civil war. They got their own little civil war. And their civil war will be, well, soon as the government takes all the legal guns, they're going to grab their legal guns and come rob all the rest of us and kill us and rob, steal, and kill. That's all they're going to do. And anybody that thinks it would be any different is dumber than a bag of bricks. They don't take a rocket scientist and nobody from NASA to figure this shit out. You take away all the guns from the people that legally have them, all the people that illegally have them are going to be licking their chops because they're just going to be having a field day getting rich by robbing and stealing and killing the rest of us that you took our guns away from. So it'll weaken the country like crazy because we're going to a civil war over guns. Then if the civilian side loses, then criminals will turn us all into victims. Because cops ain't gonna be enough cops, and they're never gonna be there fast enough to stop all those criminals. It'd be like, you talking about Gotham City? Oh man, it'd be Gotham City times 100. That's what happened. I mean, the same thing that happened. You see what the same thing that happens when the Taliban took over Afghanistan. When we left out of Afghanistan, that's what would happen. But instead, the Taliban would be the criminals with their semi-automatics and automatics, robbing and stealing and killing us, taking everything we got, kicking us out of our homes and everything. And cops ain't going to be there fast enough to do anything. Matter of fact, there probably won't be enough cops to deal with it. Cops would be talking about arming civilians. And then it'll be too fucking late then. So, yeah, none of these people think about these solutions past their own asshole. But fortunately, I do. Because you got to look at it from all angles, man. You know? And another thing you always got, the main thing you're always going to have with the gun thing is we're sending 18-year-olds to war. So you're going to tell me an 18-year-old is old enough to go to war and die for his country, but he's not old enough to buy a gun? I'm going to give you the stank face on that every freaking time. Because that's just the dumbest thing I ever heard. You know, maybe we should. I've said it before. Maybe we should up the age to 21. But you would have to do that for, you know, like the military wouldn't be allowed to go to, like, you couldn't just up guns at 21. You got to up where military. You can't officially go in the military and go to war until you're 21. So unless we up that, we're like, okay, we can't send nobody to war unless they're 21 and over. You're never going to be able to get this gun thing passed. And even then, like, a lot of soldiers got guns at home. You know, like I said before, it's not deer hunters and duck hunters that's doing these mass shootings. Oh, it's crazy nutcase psychotics, you know. So this is it's a mental health issue, it's a cultural issue, and it's not really a gun issue. I'm gonna say it a million times: guns don't kill people; people kill people. And a knife will kill you faster than you getting shot with a bullet. You get shot with one bullet and stabbed with a knife. That knife, it can cut through so much more. It could tear through an artery so much more. It just covers so much more ground. It's wider. It's longer. It's got the ridges. Usually when you get stabbed with a knife, they got ridges. I mean, it's worse. They're just cutting up all types of stuff. A bullet could just go through and through. You could go through and through and, you know. And most people don't die from the bullet. They die from bleeding out. Isn't a bullet, unless you get shot in the head or dead in the heart. You know, even a gut shot, you get to the hospital in time before you bleed out. You know, shoulder shot, you go through and through. I mean, you could literally just patch that up yourself and don't even got to rush to the hospital. You can stop the bleeding yourself on a shoulder shot easily, you know. So there's that. Yeah. So big ups to Johnny Depp. Rest in peace to the Tulsa hospital shooting. I know this is just going to be more ammunition for politicians to try to start a civil war. That's all they're trying to do because they're not thinking about this one bit. They're just jumping the gun. They're just on attack, instantly on attack. Oh, another shooting. Oh, take away the guns. They're not thinking about this rationally. They're not really thinking about the consequences of this action. Taking away guns is an action. You got to think about the consequences of that action. And nobody is thinking about the consequences one bit. I can tell you that. They're not thinking about the consequences one bit. Once again, I'll thank you for tuning in. Once again, went about 50 minutes in on this. We're about to hit you with another commercial, and then we're about to be out. Boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Episode 152, Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.